Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Going electric? Go really electric with an EV or plug-in hybrid from the Kia e-range.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. And Joe at RT.ie, and Catherine is our first caller, not her real name. You realise why in a few seconds. Catherine, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good. Well, how are you? You've been working away and you're doing a little bit of detective work because the product that you bought from online from a group called beautyshop.ie, you have a registered address, we're told, in Fitzwilliam Square in Dublin. Not to be confused with any other company or shop by the name with the word beauty and shop in it. Beautyshop.ie, and also they go under Beauty Ireland. Tell us the story. What happened, Catherine?
Okay, so in October of last year, Joe, I had some pigmentation on my face. I'd come out of cancer treatment. I had joined chemo and radiation a few months beforehand.
Okay.
And I had some noticeable discoloration on my skin, like you're more sensitive to sun, so I had, my freckles were bigger, my freckles were starting to join together into kind of brown spots, and I wasn't liking it at all. So I had previously used an amazing, amazing product called CE Ferulic from a company called SkinCeuticals.
Okay.
It's really expensive, but it zaps discoloration and can really help with collagen production.
It's called CE Ferulic,
yeah,
and the company you normally get it from are SkinCeuticals. As in skin, and as in cuticles, as in your fingernails. And how much does this normally cost, which you say is very effective?
It's brilliant. It normally retails for around €150.
Okay.
It's worth every penny of that.
Okay.
But I wanted to kind of buy Irish. Now, you can buy it Irish, but at the time, COVID-19 was going on, and I had to protect myself, because I had been out of cancer treatment and all that kind of stuff. So I wanted to buy online, but I wanted to buy from an Irish company.
Okay.
So I saw that an Irish company called beautyshop.ie was selling the SkinCeuticals CE Ferulic serum at a great deal.
And that's that was, just to be clear, that was the name on the Beauty Shop Ireland and beautyshop.ie. That was the name used on their website, CE Ferulic by SkinCeuticals.
A picture of the bottle that I use all the time and all that kind of stuff.
And it matched what you...
It matched perfectly, they were selling it for €117 instead of the normal €150.
Okay, a massive 50%, one third off, which is big. So,
so I was like, yes, that's a fantastic deal. So I got on and I ordered straight away. I was delighted with myself.
Mm-hmm.
And after a couple of weeks, there was no sign of the product. So I sent beautyshop.ie an email, and they responded to me, and they were apologizing for the delay, and they were blaming COVID, which is all perfectly understandable at the time. And they sent me a tracking status, but the tracking status just linked me back to my original confirmation email.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't actually, a proper tracking link at all. But look, I thought nothing more of it. Then after a couple more emails to beautyshop.ie, I eventually received my product 32 days after making the order, which is, a long time to be waiting, really.
Mm-hmm.
But I was really cross because when the product arrived, it arrived with a British postmark on it.
Mm-hmm.
So it had been shipped from England after all the efforts that I'd gone to buy Irish.
Okay.
But look, I was delighted. I was delighted mm-hmm. to receive it. We all love getting stuff in the post, so any anger about the delay soon kind of went away.
Okay.
I had a little peek into the bright pink padded envelope that it arrived in, and I did notice that there was no documentation with it. Normally you'd get an invoice or something like that. So that kind of had me kind of going, oh, I wonder where my invoice is, but I didn't think any more of it. With SkinCeuticals CE Ferulic, it's a product that you put on in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
It's a vitamin C. So I was really excited to open up the product the following morning to use it.
Right.
Um, I did notice as I was taking the plastic off the packaging that it did not have the usual SkinCeuticals seal. That's on the packaging. It's kind of a kind of a silvery, hologrammy kind of a seal. It's lovely. And I also noticed that some of the font on the box looked a bit different to the previous CE Frulic that I bought, but I plugged on regardless anyway.
Okay.
When I took the bottle out of the packaging, the wording on the bottle was completely different to the wording on the box. Mm. And I'd never seen that before, you know, with my previous purchases. So again, I was kind of like, oh, jeepers, okay. But I didn't think any further.
And when you say the wording was completely different.
Yeah, so the wording on the bottle was completely different to the wording on the box. I've sent on photos there to you. I can't exactly remember the wording now, but they were completely different anyway. And the font was also a little bit different.
Okay.
I opened up the bottle anyway. So it was then that I really noticed that something was not quite right, because the colour and the consistency of the product were totally different.
And we're talking about a liquid or a cream or...
Yeah. It's a liquid. It's a 30ml bottle with a dropper.
A dropper, like an eyedropper. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's brown, a bottle. The brown bottle is supposed to stop the product from oxidizing.
Yeah, of course.
And then when you open this product, you have literally 2 months to use it within before it kind of oxidizes. So there's a time.
And how do I administer it?
Okay, so you would drop three or four drops into your hand and then dot it around your face and then pat it into your face.
Okay, yeah. And I'm just reading about, because it's a pretty sophisticated product. SkinCeuticals have been formulating scientifically progressive skincare products since 1997. These are formulas that not only improve skin health, but also repair daily damage such as dullness, fine lines and wrinkles, featuring unique combinations of antioxidant ingredients. All SkinCeuticals products undergo clinical trials in order to improve their effectiveness. Now, just to remind people, Catherine, that you were using SkinCeuticals, the name CE Ferulic, at 150 quid for a small bottle, and you found it worked for your very specific needs, which was a post-cancer scenario.
Amazingly, yeah.
Okay.
It's just fantastic for discoloration.
Okay, absolutely. So how did the one that was applied by beautyshop.ie, how did that fare?
Well, when I opened the bottle, it was a different colour, different consistency. Mm-hmm. Normally, it's a pale, kind of a clearish colour.
Okay, yeah.
And this was browny, like real dark brown. Mm-hmm. And CE Frulic doesn't smell great at the best of times, to tell you the truth, Joe.
Okay.
But this smelt, the product that I got from beautyshop.ie smelt a bit bleachy or washing up liquidy, and there was bubbles in it.
You weren't... So, did you ever, in your previous administration of CE Ferulic, did you ever taste it, Catherine? Yeah, accidentally,
no,
I mean.
Taste it? No.
Yeah.
No, never. Okay. It does smell a bit like kind of hot dog water. I've tried it before, it doesn't smell great, but it does not smell like cleaning fluid or something like that. And there's never bubbles in it. And there was bubbles in this.
And when you say it smells like cleaning fluid, do you mean fairy liquid or do you mean Domestos or Dettol? Which
kind
cleaning
of like
fluid?
Fairy liquidy, actually, yeah, exactly. That's exactly the kind of, I was like, oh, I think I said that to my mom as well. I said, I think this actually smells like fairy liquid, you know. I just knew, yeah. That
and you never got a fairy liquidy smell from the previous product, which you brought from SkinCeuticals?
Never. It's never a nice product to smell, but it never smells like fairy liquid, and there is never bubbles in it. And it's always clear,
okay,
not brown.
So you took it forward. Well done. You got on to beautyshop.ie. We've been on to beautyshop.ie as well, but we haven't managed to get a statement off them yet. Okay. Because there's another a number of other issues have arisen, which I'll point out as we go along. Go ahead, well, Catherine. You emailed them.
I did. So I didn't know what was wrong with it, but I instinctively knew that I should not use this product on my face. So I contacted beautychef.ie straight
what
away.
Was, well, sorry, what was you instinctively knew? What was your worry?
My worry was that the product maybe had oxidized or something like that, or, you know, that there was some fault with the product.
Mm-hmm.
And like if my skin was already sensitive after the chemo, so
sensitive,
I wasn't going to make, you know, do anything.
And you're talking about administering something to your face.
Exactly.
In a very, as you say, very not just a sensitive area, but a sensitive situation because you've just gone through cancer treatment. Okay, so you emailed them.
I did. I contacted beautyshop.ie straight away, and they told me to send them photos, which I did. I sent them photos from all angles. They emailed me back then saying that something like personal grooming products cannot be returned once the packaging has been opened. But they did say send it on to us and we'll investigate. And if we find that there is anything wrong with it, we'll give you a refund.
So you asked for a refund because it didn't smell or look or feel like the same product that you bought from the manufacturer previously. You're now buying from a third party. But they said, because you opened the bottle and discovered that it smelled differently, we can't give you a refund. How else would you have discovered that it was different?
Yeah, I know. Now, I can't remember if I actually asked them for a refund. I sent them the email telling them that there was something wrong with the product.
Okay.
Yeah, and they said to me, you know, they said all that, like, if if you've opened it, or they said if the security seal has not been tampered with, then, you know, or if the security seal had been tampered with, then, you know, we may not be able to do anything for you. But the returns address they asked me to return it to Joe for an Irish company was number 30, third floor, the Circus Bath, Somerset.
Mm-hmm.
And the Circus in Bath is beautiful. It's one of the places I've always wanted to visit. So I was like kind of trying to figure out, my God, where would they keep their, you know, production center there? So when I brought the product anyway, on post doesn't ship liquids sometimes, you know, like if you're sending it by registered post, they don't ship liquids. So I was like, oh my God, I don't know what I'm going to do here. But do you know what? I felt very uneasy about the whole thing. So instead of contacting beautyshop.ie again, I contacted the CCPC, Consumer Protection.
Okay, well done.
And they told me to make a complaint with the HPRA,
CCPC told you to go to the HPRA. They're quangos, HPRA, okay. Very important organisations,
Very important indeed, for cosmeceutical safety and all that kind
absolutely.
Of stuff. Yeah, and I did that, and they're still investigating.
That's. Do you reckon other people have bought products from beautyshop.ie? Because already, since I mentioned it an hour ago, we've had four people who bought product from beautyshop.ie, and they're not happy. They're part of it is embarrassment, but we got onto skin cuticles, okay. Mm-hmm. Who is, you say, is the name on this bottle of whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, Beauty Shop Ireland is not an authorised stockist and our global team are investigating this matter. Skin Cuticles is available at South William Street Clinic and Spa in Dublin and as our flagship clinic for bespoke product advice and in-clinic treatments. Products are also available online via, they give us a name, which is not... I don't advertise the product, but it's not Beauty Ireland. It's not beautyshop.ie and it's not Beauty Ireland. Now, did you get the name? You then posted a negative comment online.
I did. Can I just bring back to SkinCeuticals there, actually? Because I contacted SkinCeuticals directly myself and they also told me that they weren't authorised sellers.
Oh, very good, yeah.
And they then asked me to send on photos and send on the product. So because I wasn't registering it with OnPost this time, I actually sent the product to SkinCeuticals to investigate. And they, in turn, have sent me a check for the price of the products that I bought from beautyshop.ie.
But are they...
Isn't that extraordinary customer service, like?
Yeah, it is. But are they saying it is their product?
No, no. Like they're not. They didn't say anything about it. They're investigating it. They're
but as a gesture, they sent you the as a gesture as a customer, they sent you the money that you gave to beautyshop.ie. But who or what or where is beautyshop.ie?
I don't know where beautyshop.ie is, Joe, because any addresses that they've had up, like they've had an apartment block in Botanic Hall, which they've since taken down, but that's still up on their Golden Pages website. Mm-hmm. They have it in 51 Fitzwilliam Square, but I don't know, somebody there, and they said that they're not there.
Had they ever heard of them?
Had Consuticals ever heard of beautyshop.ie?
No, has 61 Fitzwilliam Square ever heard of beautyshop.ie?
They had heard of them because they had received multiple calls from people looking to complain about products that weren't received.
But they're not in 61 Fitzwilliam Square.
When I rang the girl, they were not in 51 Fitzwilliam Square.
And Catherine, did you get the impression that they had ever been in 61 Fitzwilliam Square? Did she say, they had an office upstairs and they're gone? Or they moved? Or they upgraded?
I didn't go into that now with her. They weren't there when I rang, and that's all I know, yeah.
But she did say, the reason I know the name beautyireland.ie and beautyshop.ie, the reason I know the name is that we keep getting calls here about them. And I know and I know nothing about them.
Exactly, yeah. Okay. Exactly. Now, she was a lovely girl, actually, and she said she's been inundated with calls, and she said they've even gone to the guards, they said, to try and get beauty shop.
She might worry,
Catherine,
another one of our callers today said she returned a product because it was like glue.
Ew.
Now imagine applying glue to your face. Like, this could be dangerous. The HPRA have to tell us what they have discovered. They have access to the science. They I presume will have. Well, I hope they have a bottle of this stuff. I can't say real and unreal, but I hope they have the. I'm sure they have a bottle of skin cuticle CE Frulic directly from the. It contains 15%. L-ascorbic acid, 1% alpha toprol and 0.5% ferulic acid. Were they the same ingredients? We don't have your photographs, by the way, if you send them again. Were they the same ingredients on your bottle, do you remember?
They were the same ingredients. Yeah, well, same ingredients on my bottle. But what was missing from the bottle was the recycling symbol, which is on all CE Ferulic bottles, and it wasn't on this CE Ferulic bottle.
Yeah, was it the same? You mentioned font. You're good on typography. Was it the same typeface?
Slightly different.
Were the colours the same?
Colours were the same.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
and there's only two colours on the label, and that is a turquoise for two words, and the rest is just black print on white sticker, so to speak.
Yeah, I did, Joe. I did put a complaint up on Trustpilot, and
I'll take a break. But when we contacted Beauty Shop, I'm told via email, because they didn't give us a contact number, they in turn told us. I have to read this out. They in turn told us the name of five RTE employees that purchased products from beautyshop.ie and we're very happy with them. Stay with us, Catherine. Case still open.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Going electric? Plug into the Kia e-range of EVs and PHEVs.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Now, Catherine has contacted us. She is in a post-operative situation, cancer unfortunately, but everything okay. But she did develop pigmentation on her face due to cancer treatment. And she normally used a very expensive product, but a very good product, she said, called CE Ferulic, made by a company called Skin Cuticles. and she couldn't purchase it. Obviously, the shop was closed during the lockdown, so she went online and found a company called beautyshop.ie, also known as Beauty Ireland. And online, they were selling the exact same product, they said, at a much reduced price. Instead of 150, it was just over 100 euro. Catherine bought a bottle of this. It's a small bottle, like a Optrex bottle with an eyedropper. You apply it, rub it in your hands, and then rub it on your face. And the minute she opened it, she didn't like the smell of it, didn't like the consistency of it, thought it was totally different, even though the labels were the same than the product she had previously used. And she sent it back, and the initial reaction of beautyshop.ie was, you can't have a refund because you opened it. And then Catherine had the idea of sending it directly back to the name of the manufacturer on the bottle, which is Skin Cuticles. And they said they will investigate. And in the meantime, as a gesture, they gave her back, even though they didn't get the money, I presume, they gave her back the just over 100 euro, which she spent. Other callers have told us that product, they sent back the product because it smelt and tasted and had the consistency of glue. When we contacted beautyireland.ie, their response was, it's gone off my screen now, unfortunately. Their response was, by the way, unsolicited, they gave us, unsolicited, five names of five people in RTE, which is, first of all, a total breach of GDPR, that had bought the product and had been happy with it. So, and then we looked up their small print, and the small print says that you are giving permission to pass on your information if you buy a product at beautyshopireland.ie to service providers, no one else, service providers. Now, Liveline, as you know, does not supply beauty products in any shape or form. I don't know why they unsolicited produced five names for us. We're going to ring the five people in RTE and see, ask them, obviously privately, did you buy products as this company now alleges? And were you satisfied with them? Is that a fair summary so far, Catherine? Joe at RTE.ie.
Yes, Joe, that's okay. A very, very now, fair summary. Yeah.
Now we're into the Health Products Regulatory Authority, which is the, pardon the pun, the sting of the story. This is product people are applying to their faces after, in your case, cancer treatment. So really important, really, and really sensitive and important ointment, so to speak. Okay, we have a long statement in from the HBRA, but it doesn't tell us what we asked. Anyway, the HBRA, which is the Health Products Regulatory Authority, it's owned by you. Well, the HBRA cannot comment on the specific details of individual cases. It can confirm it is aware of the complaint, well done, Catherine, and that an investigation is ongoing. And there has been a significant amount of engagement with stakeholders. Who are stakeholders? Has taken place to date. The HPRA has engaged with the RP and the distributor, i.e. the entity that sold the product. That's beautyshop.ie, I presume. Who are cooperating with the investigation. A test purchase of product and laboratory analysis has been conducted, and the results have recently been shared with the RP. Currently, the HPRA is awaiting a response from the RP on its review of these results and the outcome of any analysis the RP itself has conducted to determine whether the product may be counterfeit. Now, if you go into the small print, the RP is, for each cosmetic product placed on the European market, there must be a designated responsible person, the RP, established in the European Economic Area, the EEA. This could be the manufacturer, the brand owner, or the independent specialist company. The RP for the cosmetic product must ensure that it is safe and in compliance with legislation. Help me here, Catherine. My understanding then from that long statement is that, a paraphrase, is that the RP would be Skin Cuticles.
Yes, that is affiliated to Skin Cuticles, yeah.
So they would send the product that was handed in to them, that some people have compared to glue, you've compared to fairy liquid, most expensive fairy liquid in the world, over £100. It's now up to Skin Cuticles. But why can't the HPRA use our own forensic people to say, does it have 15% L-ascorbic acid? Does it have 1% alpha tocopherol and 0.5% ferulic acid? Why can't we get someone to do that even? Is there an independent scientist out there that would do it for us to determine what's in it? Catherine, I know it's only your advice, and we are trying to get a spokesperson for beautyshop.ie onto the programme. But your advice is, what is your advice?
Well, my advice is to be very cautious if you're buying anything from beautyshop.ie, especially if you haven't used the product before, because you're not going to know, you're not going to have previous experience of the product.
Right.
I would advise not buying from them, really.
Okay, and remember, Skin Cuticles, who manufacture the product that you were originally buying and very happy with, Skin Cuticles, who I presume are they in the UK, and they don't say where they are in this statement, they say Beauty Shop Ireland is not an authorised stockist. They've only one authorised stockist, as far as I can see, and that's in the infamous South William Street in Dublin, the party central of Ireland at the minute. But that's where we stand. We will get back onto the HPRA. I think it's a pretty urgent issue that we find out if a product's been sold, a very expensive product, a very specialised product that has been used by people successfully after cancer treatment, if that product is, we need to find out, is a counterfeit or not. Because if it is counterfeit, what are people putting on their very sensitive faces at a very difficult time? Now, callers are again, I'm told that, anyway, this is another caller just been on, purchased face cream from beautyshop.ie, and it left a burning sensation on her face. Did you ever have a burning sensation when you put the original Skin Cuticles product on your face, Catherine?
Never, no, not the original product. It doesn't leave any burning sensation, no.
Claire there, joe@rt.ie. Okay, Claire, come back to me in a sec. joe@rt.ie, 51551, wash your hands. I know you put the stuff on your hands, Catherine, and I know you do wash your hands. I'll stop saying that soon, I think, now that the lockdown is over. I'll say that for the last time. What day is today? I'll say that for the last time next week, and hopefully people have got the message. Claire was there, but she's gone, so I'll take a quick break. joe@rt.ie.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Going electric? Go really electric with an EV or plug-in hybrid from the Kia e-range.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Catherine contacted us about an online Irish company called beautyshop.ie. She bought a product, wasn't happy with it. And she's trying to find out now what was in the product, because it was a product that she used to apply to her face after she had cancer treatment. Claire, good afternoon. It's not, you bought something else from beautyshop.ie. Go ahead.
Hi, Joe. Yeah, I bought a wireless hair curler for my daughter. It was her 12th birthday. Mm-hmm. And she wanted one of these. And I researched the companies and I found an Irish company selling them. And I purchased it for her at a price of €50.
Okay. And was that that cheaper than you would have seen it somewhere else, or?
No, I think it's about the price, between 50 and 70. I honestly don't know, because I hadn't researched prices of them. But it had a fairly good picture, and I researched the company and thought, it's an Irish company. I wanted to support Irish companies. So assumed I was buying from an Irish store in Dublin.
Yeah.
So about 4 or 5 weeks went past and something arrived from China, and it had come in through Europe with some stickers.
Right.
I was kind of a bit sceptical about it because it had something, item 25 and 26, it's got to do with VAT. And so when I opened the product, it was very cheap. It was like a copy. All the colours on the box were all faded. And I just knew that it didn't have any safety like CE marks or anything.
Okay, the
like
European
that.
Safety mark.
Yeah. So I wasn't happy for her to use it, so I immediately put it back in.
And what do you mean a wireless one? You charge it up, is it?
Yeah, you charge it up and they put their hair in and they get curls. They're a new kind of novelty thing, you know, yeah.
Okay, you sent it back to who?
I contacted the company. I couldn't get any phone number, a name of a person in the company. So I started emailing them and they were saying that because it was a personal product, they couldn't refund it. Mm-hmm. And I was disappointed for my daughter because it was for her birthday and it's all she wanted. And with COVID, I said I wanted to get her what she wanted. So I emailed them back and said, that's not really good enough. Could I, there's nothing wrong. I haven't used the product. Can I send it back and get a refund?
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's like a response email comes back. Well, it's auto-written. It's a personal product, we can't refund. And then at that stage I said, well, if something happened to my child and she's used this, you'd be in much bigger trouble with the case from me if you sold me something that burnt her head.
Yeah, but how this is all through email.
Yeah.
Did they say where they were? Like, did they give an address or register? I know Fitzwilliam Square, but Fitzwilliam Square, I've never heard of them, apart from people ringing looking for them.
No, and there was no name either. It was just all emails.
See Catherine, stay with us, Claire. I see Catherine, the Skin Cuticles, on their front page of their website, beautyshop.ie. The Skin Cuticles, CRCE Ferulic, they have it down at $59.95 now.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Like, that's an crazy markdown, you know,
well,
for a genuine product.
And they sell men's perfume, women's perfume. They sell it all at much, much reduced prices. Chanel number 5, or the perfume. It doesn't tell me how much, how big is a bottle or whatever. Stella McCartney is reduced significantly. Armaf Club de Nuit, Intense Eau de Toilette for Men. Cristal from Chanel is half price, effectively.
Their Crème de la Mer is also very cheap.
The Crème de la Mer. Qu'est-ce que c'est? The Cristal Chanel Eau de Parfum is, they say €230 on the main street, and they're selling it for just over €120. Wow. But yeah. I thought you can't discount Chanel. I don't know how are we going to have the Chanel. I know their number. They live in number 5, but I don't know anything else about them. Claire, in terms of, I know you didn't do, and you'd know propulsion to do more as much investigation as Catherine, but do you reckon the hair colour you bought was the brand that you ordered? Do you follow me, Claire?
The brand. I wouldn't be familiar with the brand.
Okay.
So. I did research and thought I was buying this top brand from America.
Okay.
They were selling.
But it came from China?
Yeah.
Now, as we know, and by the way, a lot of the time the products can be good. There are websites called, I think the one is AliExpress, where you can buy, you go on and you buy phone holders, and they say they're as good as the main brands, but they're much, much cheaper. But it takes a while for them to come from China. Linda Feehan, joe@rt.ie, beautyireland.ie, beautyshop.ie. What's your connection, Linda?
Yeah, hi, Joe. I ordered from beautyshop.ie at the 2nd of May.
Okay.
And I'm recovering from cancer as well. I'd lost my eyelashes and eyebrows, and I wanted to get a serum to help them kind of grow back. This product was to come from England.
Yeah.
And 6 weeks later, I'm still waiting for it. I've written, I've emailed, they just fobbed me off with another delivery date and another delivery date.
And they say COVID, COVID, COVID.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And then, unfortunately, I read the reviews on Trustpilot mm-hmm. after I had ordered, and there is nothing, only complaints customers.
Now, remember, and I'm sure Trustpilot is to be trusted, but remember, unless, from our point of view, we need voices, because a company can argue, as they do, for example, on TripAdvisor, that these could be our competitors putting up these comments. But anyway, yeah. Linda, how much did you spend?
144 euro.
Okay, and it sounds like a pretty sophisticated product for it. What's it for, your eyelashes and your eyebrows?
Yeah, it's called Revitalash, and it was originally designed by a doctor whose wife had cancer.
I see it. Yeah, okay.
And yeah, it was to kind of help promote back some hair growth.
Mm.
So that's why I decided I'd purchase it. But I tell you, when I did ring my credit card company, and when I went on to the retail dispute team, they had heard of beautyshop.ie.
Oh, had they? Well, how come no one's telling anybody about this?
Yeah, yeah.
And the HPRA have a responsibility now. If you were applying something to your eyes, around your eyes.
Mm. I know. Now I'm afraid that even if I did get it, don't think I'd use it.
Well, you're not going to use it until we find out.
Yeah,
because Linda, would it be fair to say it's much cheaper than elsewhere?
Yes, yeah. And that's why I decided to go with them.
Yeah.
Plus, I had seen it was an Irish company, and I thought with the recession and everything,
yeah,
maybe
fair play. We're
told,
buy Irish. Yeah. Even though we can't find out where the company is, but Linda, for you to come across beautyshop.ie, you put in the product into your search engine.
Yes.
That name came up immediately.
Yeah, and they are all over the internet. When you go in for any beauty product, beautyshop.ie comes up immediately.
Yeah.
And they also say that they have the item in stock, but then when you order it, they don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing now is, and I order online all the time, but this is the first time I've ever come across this.
I'd love somebody, if they had a minute, one of your tech people at home or whatever, to look at the website beautyshop.ie and to look at the reviews, because the reviews are all fantastic of each product.
Yeah.
But they're all written in a certain way. I'm sure they're genuine. But I just love, do you know the way people can put in a phrase or a paragraph from an essay, and they can Google it into a search engine, which will tell you, does it appear anywhere else?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You see, and I'll tell you the reason why I'm a little bit sceptical. I'm probably getting ahead of myself now and probably end up with a red face in the High Court, but I'll have cream to cover it. in one of the reviews, for example, it's a long review, but this is an Irish website called beautyshop.ie. But they say, I bought it. It's a really well-written review. Positive. I bought the 2 mil size at £60. We don't have pounds in this country.
Yeah.
60 sterling pounds, pound sign. So
yeah.
why would somebody who bought the product in Ireland say, I bought it for £60? By the way, every review, without exception, is 5 out of 5.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's...
Yeah. Well, I to be honest, when I went on to Trustpilot, they did sound like genuine reviews. And
okay, well,
most of them had the same experience as me.
But we need to tell people.
Yeah.
Well, we're trying to find out from beautyireland.ie. We're trying to find out from the HPRA. These are products that people are applying to their face and their eyes. We need to know ASAP, because the website is still up there. It's a fantastic website. The prices are absolutely fantastic. The website have managed, I presume you pay for this, when you put in these branded products, beautyshop.ie bounces up first.
Yeah.
So people...
And I also discovered, Joe, that when I did investigate a bit further, that they're not an authorised dealer for Revitalash.
Yeah. Oh, are they not? And
no.
Tell us that, because we found out they're not an authorised dealer for Ferulic either. Tell us, CE Ferulic. How did you find that out?
I went into Revitalash and I asked for the authorised dealers, and Beauty Shop was not listed.
Well done. Well done. We've a great bunch of detectives on our live line listenership. Absolutely well done. Catherine, did you want to come in there, Catherine, before I finish?
Yeah, I was just going to say there to Linda that I had contacted Revitalash myself previously and to check if beautyshop.ie were an authorised stockist of theirs, and they said they weren't. I'm looking at the email that they sent to me now. They said beautyshop.ie is not an authorised retailer of ours. They do not purchase products from us, and we are unsure
so
where they're
getting
their product from.
Okay, okay. Well, that's where the government agency that we pay has to protect us. Has to protect us. This is a product that people products that people apply to their eyes and their skin and their face, and we need to know ASAP whether they're genuine or not, because there's a number of, now it's not conclusive by any stretch of the imagination, but there's a number of customers and indeed who have investigated, and indeed two suppliers now have told us we do not supply that product to beautyireland.ie. So where are they getting it?
Yeah, I don't know where they're getting it, Joe.
And the price that's quoted from the genuine suppliers is significantly different, higher, yeah. I hasten to add, than the prices offered on beautyshop.ie. Okay, well, again, an invite has been extended to beautyshop.ie to talk to their customers and our callers. An invite, we're looking again for an up-to-date from the HPRA. Please tell us what Liveline is to do about beautyshop.ie, because our callers are up in arms. Okay, Catherine, stay well. And Claire as well, with the happy birthday to your 12-year-old.
Oh, thank you. Okay. And can I just say, Joe, that I did get a refund from the company.
Oh, you did? Okay. But what way did that come from? China or Ireland or England?
I sent the product back to the UK and they refunded my bank account.
Okay, very good, very good. Yeah. Okay. I shouldn't be saying China the way that Donald Trump says it. Sorry. Martha, joe@rt.ie. How much did you spend?
It was around 125.
Okay, and what did you buy?
And it was a seasonal, it's called a sad lamp. Do you know them? You plug them in winter and it's meant to kind of replace
a sad lamp.
The sun. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Seasonal affective disorder.
That's the one, yeah.
Okay.
So it did come, but it came straight from Amazon. It was in the Amazon packaging. So even though they said they had it in stock, it definitely came from Amazon, but I don't know where exactly. So I guess that I ordered it off them, and then they went and they ordered it off Amazon.
But what was there a price difference?
I don't know. I didn't look on Amazon.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I was kind of happy it came, but
okay,
I just thought
you bought it at Christmas. Was that for a present?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you give it to your best buddy?
I did.
And what did she or he say?
They actually decided they didn't want it because they were worried that it would affect their eyesight, so they gave it back to me. So I still have it. I did try and send it back, but I was past the 14 days, so that's my fault, not their fault. So it definitely came from Amazon. Don't know, I could go home and have a look, but I just remember thinking that was odd at the time.
Okay, well, fair play, but it's 20, you've given up on the 120 quid.
Oh, I have, yeah.
Yeah, okay. We'll try and find it, Mark. Thank you all for alerting us. It is joe@rt.ie.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Going electric? Plug into the Kia e-range of EVs and PHEVs.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
As you probably know, next year would have been the 50th anniversary of the Gayborn show. It began as the Gayborn Hour, then turned into in 1972, and then the renamed the Gayborn Show. So over the years, when I worked, lots of people, lots of incredible people worked on it long before I ever landed. But I always remember the bags of letters we used to get. I mean bags. At one stage, we reckoned, because there was a bit in the, when the UK, we Gayborn, the Gayborn radio show, and Gaybo himself, was getting more mail every day than the Queen of England. And the Queen of England, there'd be 10, 12 mailbags on some occasions, and we go through them. And then the genius was, one, the intimacy of the writers, and two, the delivery of the presenter, Gay, who, as you know, died in 2019 and would be 86 now, and he's missed every single day in this place, I can tell you, every single day. He was such an inspiration. But tonight on RTE1 television, there is a programme called Dear Gay, and it's a very unusual concept, and that is, it's going through some of the letters, a small proportion, but some of the letters that were sent into the Gayborn show, and obviously broadcast, absolutely broadcast. By the way, all the letters were kept, as far as I know, because we have an archivist here, really important documents, and the programme is called Dear Gay on 9:30 tonight. It features Susie and Crona, his two beloved daughters. They'll talk about Gaybo, Maura Connolly, the wonderful Maura Connolly, who was by Gay's side through thick and thin over the years. She'll be on it as well. But I think the main backbone of it is the people who wrote the letters that came into Gay. That's 9:30 tonight on RT television. Why do I keep saying radio? Because I work in radio, RT television. And I haven't seen it, but I'm told it's a very, very fascinating watch. Okay, Linda, good afternoon. Back to Artane in Dublin. People think we're on Artane FM local radio, because yesterday on Artane FM we had Martin, who was coming out of the AIB branch in Artane with €1,500 in cash, and the wind took it. Into the air, yes. Every single €50 note, all 30 of them disappeared into the sky. Martin, he told us, by the way, he's of a good age, a mature age, and he scrambled and did basketball jumps and backflips and tried to gather up the money as it fled from him. And then another man appeared, a young man in shorts, said he was a hurler, and he led the charge. And they got €1,050 back, thinking that was all they had retrieved. The young man who was helping Martin, then said to him, are you okay for the rest of the money? In other words, are you paying a bill and do you need help with paying the bill? Martin didn't. And then when Martin, this man drove off, and when Martin got into the car, he discovered his other 450. He'd grabbed it and shoved it into his pocket in the melee. So he wanted to thank the man for his, one, for helping him get his money back, and two, for just his lovely nature and the day that was in it.
Yeah.
Now, Linda, you're in Artane, but you are you're in turmoil. Who's attacking you?
Seagulls.
Okay. Why and where and when?
Well, it's been going on for the past, I'll be as quick as I can, for the past 3 years we've been suffering here along this group of houses. But it's just a continuation. And yesterday when I was out,
mm-hmm.
I just went out to the shed to put in my injection thing into the shark fin. And as I was coming out, the seagull came down towards me. I had to kind of back myself back in. So I shouted, and my granddaughter came out.
Mm-hmm.
And then she had to run back in. And then she came out to the shed, and then we couldn't get back out because the baby, the baby's on the roof, and it was walking along. And so they were protected. Joe, every time I go out the back, I'm terrorized.
They dive bomb you.
That's what happened yesterday, and I tell you, I'm in no fit state to run quick.
Yeah. Are they looking for food, or is it because they've nested on your roof and they have chicks?
Yeah, they've nested along the end house. There's nobody in the end house, and
okay.
the chicks are moving along, and they're watching. But Joe, it's been terrible. I mean, 3 years. This is the third year. And I mean, I can't even go off. I can't walk out the back.
And does it only happen when the chicks are born for the first few months?
Yes.
When the mother is protecting them.
Yes, but also aside from that, we would always have the pigeons there because it's like they're there all the time. Like it's not like they go away, you come back, they're there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I just find it too much. I mean, I've nowhere that I can go. Like, can you know, I can't go out.
I don't presume you did the job in the house, but for example, who hangs out the washing?
I hang it out when I can get out, or my daughter.
Why? Because
and that's the way.
You're saying if I walked into your back garden now, a seagull would dive bomb me.
If the chicks had moved up towards my end.
Okay.
I that's in the picture that I sent you this morning. One of them was up just on my roof.
Okay, can we get help for you? Can we get
Richard, I don't know.
Where's Richard Collins? Have we got Richard Collins' number from Moon? He goes wild and one. But you see, the calls we normally get, and it goes back a good few years now, is about the seagulls and the food, snatching the food.
Yes.
But you're saying they're not coming from food, they're not coming for the food, they're protecting their young.
Yeah, but they're also, there is a person around the corner from me that is throwing up actual loaves of bread. Onto the top of the shed. It's actually not their shed, it's a neighbour's shed who's in a nursing home. The stuff is going on top of that.
Well, can you ask that neighbour to keep their Brennan's bread to themselves?
The man next door went round.
Yeah.
He actually got up on my roof last year when my husband was here last year. And he got up and he put all these things on the chimney to stop because one of them fell down the year before last and walked into the sitting room to us. It came down the chimney. So he got up and he done that for me last year.
Yeah.
But it makes no difference. It makes no difference because they're there, constantly there. My head is just done in because there's just no way that I can feel secure in the back. And if my grandchildren were to come up, and I'm hoping now with vaccinations that I'll be able to do
course.
That.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
The next few months, that won't be able to happen in my house.
So you went out in your back garden. The bird swooped and dive bombed. You ran to your shed.
Yeah, I was coming out of the shed when it happened.
Okay. Did you run back into the shed?
Yeah, I did, screaming because these are pretty big birds. When
I know
they're coming
down. I know they're pretty impressive beaks and wingspan. But so your granddaughter came out and rescued you.
She came out and then we couldn't get back in. Because the two seagulls were there. And when we went to step out, they came towards us. One of them came towards us. And we had to wait in there and just give time for the baby, the chick, to move a bit.
Okay.
So that we could run in as quick as we could into the house. I have to be honest with you, Joe. My granddaughter's 27 nearly, and she was terrified. We were both terrified.
And you mentioned that you hope to see your grandchildren soon after the pandemic.
I do, because it's been a terrible time with the loss of my husband.
Oh,
and
God.
Just, I was hoping that we would be able to kind of meet up now after me getting the vaccine and some of them got there.
And when did your husband pass, Linda?
He passed in March.
Of this year?
Yes.
Okay. Recently?
Yes, quite recently.
And was he in hospital, can I ask?
He was in hospital for about 6 weeks. Now, obviously, it was hard enough because due to COVID, we weren't able to get in to see him.
Oh,
but he hadn't got COVID. But it was just on the four days before he died, they rang for us to go. And at that stage, he thought he was coming home. So it was it's an awful time.
And did you actually see him in hospital?
Oh, they let us in to see him at the very end. Yeah, we were with him when he
so
died.
Sorry
my daughter
to hear
and I.
That, Linda.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry to hear that. And you're young. What age is Thomas?
I'm coming up to 69 now.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
I'm crippled with arthritis.
Okay, stay there, Linda. Let's try and get you some help. Niall Hatch is well known from Birdwatch Ireland. Niall, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Joe.
Have you heard of this before?
With the gulls nesting on the rooftops, yes, it's become a more frequent thing in recent years. We are seeing gulls particularly two species, the herring gull and the lesser black-backed gull, nesting in rooftops, particularly around Dublin.
Okay.
And in many cases, it's what's happened, actually, is that a lot of the places they would have formerly nested, so islands around Dublin Bay, they've become overrun with rats and with mink and with other invasive predators. A lot of human disturbance as well. So these birds are seeking out what to them are islands, so tall buildings, obviously, with roofs that protect them from predators. Yeah, so that's what they're doing. But of course, that sometimes does bring them into conflict with people because they can be very protective of their eggs and chicks.
And is this the time of year for eggs and chicks?
Yes, it's exactly. It's the peak time. So it's something we really only see happening in the summer months, yes. So what's happening is now that they would have probably young chicks at this stage, around the time the eggs would be hatching. And so that's when they feel the most vulnerable because the chicks are so small. It lasts for a few weeks, but then it sort of peters out usually into July. And by August, usually the problem has finished at that stage.
But Linda needs to get out to her back garden.
Yeah, I absolutely do sympathise with Linda. It's a big issue for a lot of people. Certainly, the gulls are protected under law. There's nobody, under the Wildlife Act, nobody can harm them or remove them.
Can you not?
No, people would need to contact the National Parks and Wildlife Service.
Can you put nets up or?
Yes. So it is possible to put up deterrents to prevent them from nesting in the first place. And so that is something that people have been doing. One of the issues, of course, is that this bird, of course, is a protected species in Ireland, and rightly so. People think that they've increased in number, and that there's so many of them now that come to the cities. In fact, the opposite is the case. It's a species in crisis, and the numbers have plummeted so much. Yeah, so the numbers of the herring gull, which is presumably the species which Linda has been encountering here, they declined by 90% over the course of just 30 years. So the population has really dramatically declined, and it's actually desperation that's bringing them into the cities rather than because they're thriving. We're seeing breakdowns in the marine ecosystem. We're seeing them obviously scavenging from bins and from city streets because it's harder for them to find food elsewhere. And like most animals, and indeed like many humans, they'll take the easy option where it's available. So obviously if they can find a regular source of food, they'll come and feed on that. The nesting on the rooftops is a different issue. So that's when they get aggressive sometimes because they're defending their eggs, the chicks. But they're very good parents. You know, that their main thing is to make sure that their offspring are okay. But obviously there are some cases as well where they become aggressive to people who have food with them. And so our main thing there is it's important that people don't feed gulls because it's not good news. If they learn to associate humans with food. So that's very important.
So the fella who's throwing up the batch loaf, we should ask him to stop.
Yes, please, absolutely. We shouldn't be feeding the gulls. You know, they're resourceful birds. They will find food elsewhere. But as I said, they'll take the easy option. And normally a gull would have a healthy respect for human and be frightened of us and want to avoid coming too close to us. But if they learn that we're a source of easy food, there's a few individual gulls, and it's only a small minority of them, but there's a few individual gulls that then would become quite aggressive because we think, oh, there's a human being and they have food. I'm entitled to that food. They should feed me. And so it's not good if they associate us with food. And again, it's because of breakdowns in the marine ecosystem and problems in the normal feeding grounds. So the gulls themselves, rather than seeing them as the problem, they're really a symptom of a much bigger problem in terms of our ecosystems.
And by the way, I presume bread is not, is it of any use to them nutritionally?
Not particularly, no. Obviously, bread is full of carbohydrates, so there's an energy boost there. But it's an issue for gulls, and particularly with the way that a lot of them have learned to eat bread is because people are feeding it to ducks in places like Stephen's Green and other places. And it's not very good for ducks either, in fact.
We're told
ducklings. So, not great food. It's kind of junk food.
And it doesn't help. If Linda, like we were dealing with it last week, Tesco and Wexford put up nets to deter pigeons because of the pigeon poo. Like, Linda can hardly put a net over her whole back garden.
No, and absolutely, and I think, it'd be certainly worth talking to local authorities for anyone who's having this problem and to the National Parks and Wildlife Service. But the main thing, of course, that we need to do is we need to make sure that there are more natural places for these birds to nest. Mm. We need to see, right now, for example, that there's a gull colony on Ireland's Eye just off Howth. And I can guarantee you that there'll be people at the moment walking through that colony, disturbing those birds, which is against the law. And of course, many of those birds decide, it's not safe to nest here. I'm being harassed. My chicks aren't safe. I need to nest somewhere safer. And they go to tall buildings. So in many ways, it's a man-made problem. And I know that's of little comfort to Linda. It's not her fault.
And would the herring gull actually attack Linda? Would it connect?
It's very rare that happens. I've heard it happen in some cases where someone would pick up the chick or would go too close to it like that. They give a warning as well. The gulls are kind of frightened.
But if Linda went out with a tea towel in her hand, a Mrs. Brown tea towel, and waved it about, would the gull head off?
Well, I can't say they would head off. I would certainly see that as being intimidating, and I would think maybe, you know, this isn't worth taking this person on. But you know, the fact is, yes, it's a very unfortunate problem. I really do sympathise. It's an issue.
And you mentioned rats there. I hate talking about them now.
Oh yeah.
But I walk the Bull Wall most mornings, and in the last few weeks, every now and again, you would see a rat come up from the rocks.
Yes.
The other morning, I saw 7 around the bin.
It is an issue, and one of the things is the gulls are actually one of the biggest natural checks we have on those rats, because large gulls will eat rats. I've many times seen them in Dunleary. I grew up just beside Dunleary. I'd often down the pier see the gulls catching rats and eating them. A big gull can actually swallow a rat whole. So, you know, from the rats are posed a threat to their eggs and to their chicks when they're on the ground. But to an adult gull, the rat, they can take them on. Of course, we see the gulls because they're a daytime animal. So they're out during the day. We see them scavenging in bins on the street. At night, what's happening is we have mice and rats and foxes doing the same thing, but more hidden from human eyes. So, you know, there are issues indeed around
so there is. So gulls do serve a purpose. Like, I presume you can't put rat poison down on a seashore, can you?
Oh, no, absolutely not. That'll be illegal. It'll be very indiscriminate as well.
Linda, is that any help? They're not going to connect with you. Go out with a tea towel. You're not going to put a net over your garden, are you?
Well, I mean, I don't know how I could do that
have you got neck curtains, Linda?
I think I'd need more than a neck curtain.
I know you would. Okay, if we get any more ideas. But Niall said, don't be too worried. They're protecting their young. You're not a threat to them. They won't.
But then, Niall is very good, but Niall is not in my situation.
I know.
You know, and I mean, to be intimidated in your own home is really hard.
Sounds horrific. Okay, Linda, mind yourself.
Thanks for taking my call, Joe.
Condolences on Thomas's passing in March. It was an awful, awful time, an awful time to die, but an awful time in people's lives about visiting hospitals and loved ones. So, Linda, thanks again, and mind yourself, you and your grandchildren.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Linda. 5155. And Niall Hatch, thank you. 5155 on Marshant.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Going electric? Go really electric with an EV or plug-in hybrid from the Kia e-range.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Beautyshop.ie. Karen, good afternoon. What did you buy off Beauty Shop, or what did you think you were buying? .ie.
Hi, Jill. I bought at the end of October 2020. Yeah. I saw the ads come up online. I bought 2 Creme de la Mer eye creams. Then I bought, the next night, I bought 3, thinking this is great value. And they sent me a special voucher to get an extra 5% off. And then the next night, I got another voucher, and suddenly I had 15% off. So I ordered some more stuff, and that was a selection of different products. Like,
and you order branded products. Jo Malone, perfume, Revitalash, Olaplex hair. And what girls, you spent 800 quid. What arrived?
I got something from Amazon. The Olaplex thing came through Amazon, and then nothing came for ages. And I was emailing. There was no phone number up online to ring, emailing, getting nowhere, just getting a generic response. Saying, there's delays, COVID, and all the rest. Things came in dribs and drabs. And then some things came that I ended up getting worried about them, that they weren't possibly what I would if I'd gone into Jo Malone and bought it at the counter in Brown Thomas, that it was going to be the same Jo Malone, if you know what I mean.
Okay. You were suspicious.
And I went on those websites, and they said, actually named some, Revitalash actually named Beauty Shop as not an authorized agent.
So we don't know where they're getting it. Okay, stay there, Karen. I should mention earlier that Catherine, who was talking to us earlier, she posted a negative review, she said, on a website, and beautyshop.ie got onto her and threatened legal action.
I can't actually remember whether I was threatened with legal action, but I was certainly, my mental health was questioned by the person that replied to my Trustpilot review, and I put up that Trustpilot review to try and warn people not to spend their money, because the creme de la mer eye products didn't come. They still haven't.
And what do you mean he questioned your mental health?
The person that phoned me questioned my mental health and asked me to stop. I had, by this stage, I had filed a PayPal dispute to try and get my money back.
Okay.
I was getting nowhere with Beauty Shop. And he was suggesting that it was going to take ages to file a PayPal dispute.
Okay.
You're going to get your money back anyway, so why don't you stop the PayPal dispute and we'll refund you and you have your money in your account tomorrow, kind of thing.
And how did he question your mental health?
That was on the Trustpilot review. I'm way back okay. in December on one of the Trustpilot reviews, or it's January, I can't remember. He actually said, "These are not beautyshop.ie order numbers. This is not a real customer of the shop, and at this stage, I really question your mental health."
Oh my God! Were you talking to a human voice at any stage?
Oh yes, this person. Once I filed, the only time I got to speak to a human voice was when I filed my PayPal dispute. Within a day,
did he give? I don't want his full name. Did he or she give you their Christian name?
Yes.
What was it?
Am I allowed to say it?
Yes, I'm asking you to say it. That was just a Christian name. Okay, there's a million
Graham. Phoned me.
So it was a man saying, "My name is Graham from beautyshop.ie. Okay, say that, Karen, please. Yeah. Jessamy. Karen spent £800. How much did you spend and what happened?
Hi, Joe. I spent €370 on a number of skincuticals products.
Skincuticals, yeah.
Yeah, and I had basically everything Karen's saying there and what your other callers have said, I had the same experience, except my products didn't arrive.
At all?
No, they didn't arrive at all, and then I kept on emailing, just asking and getting those kind of generic emails, blaming it on COVID, saying, give it another 5 days. If it hasn't arrived by then, we'll check your order.
Did you post a review anywhere?
I did. So what happened was I was kind of in that roundabout of email and customer service and them flopping me off.
And were you contacted by beautyshop.ie?
I was. So basically what happened was I posted a very honest review on Trustpilot detailing my experience, and then I got a phone call from a man who also, I'm pretty sure, went by the name Graham. Mm-hmm. And he was very defensive, quite aggressive, actually. And I just wasn't expecting a phone call like that. It was within a day. How did this person
we don't know if his name was Graham or not, said it was name was Graham. How did he get your phone number?
Well, that's the thing. I'm assuming that I put my phone number in for my order.
Okay.
But then I started to get kind of anxious because he had my address then obviously as well.
So the beauty shop we're talking about is beautyshop.ie, registered in Fitzwilliam Square. And many times, so I have to say it, I think people know what we're talking about at this stage. Stephanie Coyne, stay with us, Jessamy, for a sec. There's loads of people to try and get through them. Stephanie Coyne, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe, how are you?
And by the way, another reminder, for the 15th time in this programme, Skincuticals told us that beautyshop.ie is not an authorised stockist. Stephanie, go ahead, Stephanie.
I am an authorised stockist. I have a clinic in the west of Ireland called Faith Aesthetic Clinic.
And how do you become an authorised stocker? What does it mean, stockist?
So it's quite hard. I'm the only clinic in Mayo that is a stockist, and you have to have extensive skin biology knowledge. And they go through a lot of training, and there is a lot of work to become a stockist. And before you buy any products with us, we would do a one-hour consultation to make sure that what you're buying is right. And we'll check in with anyone afterwards as well. And I suppose my message really was just to say that, unfortunately, there are them sites out there. And I suppose with a price thing, if it looks too good to be true, it kind of it is.
Just as you're a stockist of Skincuticals, do Skincuticals say you cannot, without our permission, discount the product?
No. And oh my God, to go through a website with them, it's taken me weeks and months of what we have to put up there, the words and the pictures, everything.
But just to be clear, sorry, the lines aren't great. Just to be clear, skin cuticles don't allow you sell. What's the price of the small bottle of CE Ferulic? Is it 150, 160?
Yeah, 160. And we buy that in at 120.
If you say the skin cuticles, I want to sell it as a loss leader at 79. Can you do that?
No.
No, I thought that. Well, this man, this organisation called beautyshop.ie, on the front of their website, have that product which you're selling as a genuine supplier, Stephanie in Mayo. He has a skin cuticle CE Ferulic at $59.95.
Yeah, I don't want to kind of talk about Skin Shop. I know that's what it's about, but I suppose that my message my message to anyone listening is, if you're going to invest in skin products, go and get a good consultation. Look up your local.
No, you are talking. You're right. You are talking about your skin. That's why. Yeah. That's why we have an agency. The government have decided this is so important that we have an agency which is taxpayer funds to look at these products and find out what's in them, because people are putting it onto their eyes and their face.
Absolutely.
And their skin. Okay, thank you, Stephanie.
I will
be here till 4:30 looking at the other calls, but I won't. I think you get the message. Graham from beautyshop.ie. Joe at rte.ie. 1857 15 815. And you can contact us anyway. You send us a letter and just write Joe at rte.ie and put the stamp on it. It'll get to me. Researched by Richie Byrne. Maeve Mooney was a BCO. Marpa Grand Sound. Shannon Gorham produced. Ray Darcy next.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Going electric? Plug into the Kia e-range of EVs and PHEVs.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
1850 715 815. Stays open until 3:15 p.m. Or email joe@rte.ie.